Okay. So welcome, everyone, to the teleclass, Marketing Mastery, How to Develop, Market, and Sell High-End Programs. So I call these high-end outcome-based programs, and or HEOB programs, for short, HEOB. So let me tell you exactly what these programs are and how they work. First of all, the definition that I've given to these programs is their services or programs that are sold at a considerably higher fee than your standard services and give correspondingly higher value to your clients. So that's the first thing. HEOB programs and services are about offering a turnkey solution that makes a significant impact to your client's success. So let me go over that again, because this is really important and it really sets this apart from all the other services that you're offering. So number one, they're sold at a considerably higher fee, hence high end. So you might offer a certain kind of coaching services at, you know, X dollars a month, $500 a month. With a high end service, you might be charging $1,000, $2,000, or even more dollars a month. So, but to charge those higher end services, you have to give a correspondingly higher value. It really has to be worth that. And you structure your services so that you give that higher value. And I'll be discussing that as we go. It's a turnkey service in that it's a step-by-step methodology you're helping them with. You're coaching them at a high end on particular things. And it really is making an impact so that the fee that they pay is more than justified by the return that they get. So that's the very first thing. So I've been doing these in one form or the other for about 6 or 7 years. And in my experience, an HEOB program has the potential to generate $100,000 or more in a year or less. I've done this many times, and the current participants in my Marketing Mastery program are doing it as well. And I'll actually give you some examples. So before you get into doing HEOB programs and understanding what they are and how to market them and sell them, we need to talk about the foundation for them. And I found that in order to successfully market and sell HEOB programs, you need to have a pre-existing solid marketing foundation, just as you need to know musical scales before you can play music, or you have to take pre-med before you can be trained as a doctor. And this is very important and something some people don't understand. People are looking for, well, what's the silver bullet to get rich overnight? I was caught in that for many, many years. You know, what's the little thing I can do for as least work as possible to make a killing? And I discovered, at least for me, there really was no silver bullet like that. But there were systems, there were strategies, etc. And I had to understand the basics of marketing and selling and delivering my services before I could go to the high end. So I was in business for a number of years before selling high-end programs. That's not necessary for everyone. You can get this foundation a heck of a lot faster than I did. But let me tell you the four things necessary for this foundation. Number one, you must have the professional skills and ability to offer quality services to your clients. You know, just like a doctor, if you're a doctor and a GP, you charge whatever it is that you charge for your services. And, you know, you make a good living. But if you want to become a brain surgeon, you can't just say one day, okay, I'm going to start doing brain surgery because brain surgeons make a lot more money. So you got to be trained in brain surgery. You really have to know what you're doing to do brain surgery. And so to offer a high-end program, you have to have those professional skills and ability to offer those higher-end services, to offer services that are beyond what you're doing now, beyond the ordinary, beyond the generic, beyond the general. And you may have that ability. You don't have to be the world's expert at it, but you have to have a good level of competence in this area. So if you're just beginning as a coach and you've been coaching for a year or so, you might not be ready for high-end programs. If you're, you know, a pretty new consultant that just started recently and have only had a few clients, you're probably not ready. Number two, you must have your basic marketing in place, such as a website, email newsletter, always recommended, and some outreach marketing activities. So you're doing some things. You're doing consistent networking, or you're doing teleclasses, or you're putting together joint ventures. You're doing co-presentations with other people, perhaps. You're publishing and writing articles, or perhaps you're doing a lot of social media. So you have to have done some of this and have experienced some success with that. If every marketing thing you've ever done hasn't really worked for you, to make the leap to marketing HEOB programs is going to be quite a leap and quite hard for you. So you want to have that basic marketing in place. And, you know, a great place to start is put together the best website you possibly can, because that helps you clarify who you're selling to, what your value is, how your basic services work, testimonials, background on you. That's a whole development of your marketing strategies, just creating your website, and then start doing marketing activities on a regular basis. Number three, you must have successfully built your business so that you have more than enough clients to make a living from, or at least you're not just all on the edge all the time. So again, it's not for beginners. It's people that have got the skills, they've got basic marketing in place, and they're having some success already. Okay, number four, after having some success with marketing, number four is in some ways the foundation of the foundation that enables you to do one, two, and three. You must have what I call a proactive marketing mindset. And that means you're predisposed to taking action when you see an opportunity. So developing marketing and selling HEOB programs takes a fair amount of work. It won't happen if you just hope it will happen. It takes some strategy, it takes some time, it takes some thinking, it takes some feedback, it takes some structure. And if you're not a proactive person, it just isn't going to happen for you, because you have to write a lot of things, you have to think through plans, you have to keep your word on doing certain things at certain times, you have to follow a schedule. You really need to, be proactive. And, that is something that you can develop. But if you came onto this call, for instance, in hope that, wow, he's just going to give me this one little nifty thing that I could send to everybody and I'll get all the clients I can handle, this isn't for you. And, there are some things that can do things faster like that, but it really isn't for you. Because we're talking literally about generating $100,000 or more per year. I generated about $150,000 a year in my HEOB program. So take some work to put that together. Now, if you don't yet have this foundation for your marketing, don't despair. It might not be the time to launch your HEOB program, but I'm going to let you know what you can do to build that foundation as quickly as possible at the end of the call. So, don't hang up if you don't think you're ready. This is useful information to think about and have a vision for. I had a vision for this kind of thing years and years and years before I was capable of pulling it off. And then I studied and I created the systems and I put it into action. And now it's very easy to do, very simple to do, very straightforward. And it consistently generates that kind of money for me every year. But you can get the foundation for that faster, a heck of a lot faster than it took me, that's for sure. So let's look at the three main components of HEOB programs. Oh, there's one other thing I wanted to say is just seeing the possibility for this, being excited about that, that will motivate you to take the action to put that foundation in place. And I think that's very important. If you have a vision, if you can see yourself making $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 or more per year, you can see that in the future there is actually a methodology and approach to do that. And then that's going to motivate you again to create that foundation. Okay, so let's get into the developing part of an HEOB program. So there are many different kinds of HEOB programs. It's not just one format. And all of these can work. I've seen them work for all kinds of different businesses, different programs, different services. And they can all generate substantial income. The thing everyone needs to understand is that unlike offering services in coaching or consulting or financial planning, you know, what do you do? Well, I do coaching, I do consulting, which are very general. An HEOB program is a service or program that you have packaged and made tangible. So one of the difficulties in selling services is they are intangible. You know, what is it? What do I get? What does it look like? What happens? And even in foundational marketing, you want to work at making your services as tangible as possible. It's even more important in an HEOB program. It's a bit like designing a machine. You know, you design a machine such as, one of the most favorite machines that I have in my house is a high-speed, super deluxe blender, a Blendtec blender. And so, you know, there's just blenders, you know, there's just blending, there's sort of that general generic thing. And then there's a machine called the Blendtec blender that will, you can, you know, I learned about these from YouTube. This guy has these amazing videos where he blends anything. The title of it is Will It Blend? And he puts on the blender and he throws in things like an iPod or golf balls. And they just get disintegrated into powder. And you go, well, if it will do that with an iPod or golf balls, I guess that would be good at blending my smoothie. So every morning I have a smoothie from my Blendtec blender. So that's something that they made tangible. They made real. They put branding around it. They created, obviously, a very solid product. So in the same way, you have to create that machine, so to speak, of your HEOB program. It has to be a complete program that has many, many parts. It all works together, and it works to produce the result of helping your clients. So I don't know if that's the world's best analogy, but I think you kind of get the idea. So let me tell some ways that you make this program or service tangible. One is you have to give it a name. So you don't just say, you know, the marketing program. I call mine the Marketing Mastery Program. Or another one of my clients, the Coaching for Great Work Program. Or another one of my clients, the Leading Mentors Program. So a name that defines it, it brands it, is very, very important. It makes it real. It makes it tangible. Next one is you have to have very clearly defined benefits and deliverables that this HEOB offers. And one way to do that is to simply start writing a long list. Well, if I help my clients in the maximal way possible, the absolutely optimal way possible, what are all the potential benefits that they can get from my service? Well, it will help them increase this, improve this, streamline this, give them more confidence here, benefit after benefit after benefit. And specific deliverables, after this program, you will get this. You will have a completed website. You will have a step-by-step implementable marketing program. You will have confidence that you can do such and such. So you got to take the time to really think through. We're not talking three or four things, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 things, and then you refine them down to the most important ones. Because that is why people buy your program, because of the benefits and deliverables, so that's where you start. The next piece is you have to have a very clearly defined structure to the program. So that's kind of like the machinery of the program. For instance, my mastery program has teleconferences, it has one-on-one meetings with me, it has mastermind groups, it has material, it has exercises, it has reports. It has a lot of pieces delivered in a certain way over a certain amount of time to produce the result. And structure is important. It's not the first thing that people need to know about, but they need to know about that, especially after you've given them all the benefits and deliverables. The next part is every component of the program is designed in a certain way to accomplish a desired outcome. So you have to develop your processes, approach, methodology. Maybe these are things that you've learned in coaching school, you've learned over the years, you've learned working with other clients, and you have various ways of teaching, implementing things, doing things, and they're there for a particular purpose. And so this is what helps you produce the outcome that you want to produce. And if you don't feel you have those processes, I'll give you an example. I worked for years and years with clients frustrated that they kept getting stuck. They kept getting stuck. They didn't do things. They didn't know how to do this. They didn't want to. They got into procrastination. They got stopped by their fear, their resistance, and you name it. And if you're on this call, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So I searched for a very, very, very long time to figure out what are some methodologies, processes, techniques, whatever, that will help people get unstuck. You know, and I read a zillion books, and I took courses, et cetera, et cetera. Finally, after years and years, I came up with something that was an extraordinarily powerful process that helps people get unstuck. So how well does it work? Well, I've been using it for years, and, you know, I keep tweaking it and fine-tuning it. Did this exercise with one of the people in my current mastery program who was really resisting selling a high-end program. He thought, I just have to sell it by the hour. No one will buy a bigger package, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So we took him to this process and had him shift his old belief from one of impossibility to possibility. So what happened? 2 weeks after doing that, he sold a $1 million project. I'm absolutely serious. His name is Jeff Pallister, lives in Calgary, Canada. Sold the biggest package of services he ever had because of the help that I gave him with that process. Now, he already had the ability to deliver that, but I had that particular methodology. So that's what I like to boast about. So do you have methodologies that can really improve your client's condition, help them understand things, move forward, et cetera, et cetera? If not, you've got to get more training, more whatever, so that you can really deliver the results in your program. Now, that doesn't mean you have to know everything about everything, but you have to feel you have a solid basis so that you can promise results to your client. Okay, the next piece is you have to have a price tag on your HEOB program that's higher than your everyday services, sometimes much higher. And one of the reasons is you put more time, effort, focus, and work in a higher level of expertise than anything else that you do into a program like this. When people buy an HEOB program for you, they are getting the cream of the crop, the best of the best, the state of the art stuff, and that is worth more. Okay? So the other part of this is people pay more, they're more likely to implement. They're more likely to take you seriously. They're more likely to listen to you. Things are more likely to happen if people pay somewhat more, sometimes much more, than they pay for standard services. Some people call it's the platinum mindset, it's the platinum program, it's the, you know, super gold, deluxe, diamond encrusted program, whatever you want to call it, but it delivers that value. It isn't just a plain 18 karat golden ring, it's studded with diamonds, and that is worth more. And you've made it tangible in that way so that people see there's a possibility for taking whatever they want to a higher level through your program. Okay, a few other points. An HEOB program has an air of exclusivity. It's definitely not for everyone. So, for instance, in my program, I wish I could put 100 people a year through this, but I can't. There's only so much time, and so I have a maximum of 18 in the program, 18 people in a whole year. So it's definitely not for everyone, and I get to pick from the cream of the crop, the people that are ready to totally accelerate their business, increase their business by $100,000 or more in the year, and that's who I'm looking for. And so I don't just let everybody that applies be in my program. About a third of the people that I talk to are actually really qualified to be in the program. Those are the ones that join. Okay, one more here. Often an HEOB program is more like a graduate program. So it could be a program for clients you've worked with on more basic programs in the past or basic services. And actually, this is the greatest way for many people to launch an HEOB program. Maybe you've been working for years with clients in a certain way. Whether that's coaching, consulting, or whatever your professional service is, and then you approach your existing clients and say, I have a new program. It's designed to do this. It works like this, et cetera, et cetera. So you're offering it to those clients. They are good prospects for you because they already know you, like you, and trust you, given that you've done a great job for them before. And often those are the first people to enroll in an HEOB program. So think, if you've got a good base of clients, the potential for offering them high-end services is usually extraordinarily untapped. You know, I did this way back when I had my business in San Francisco. I had a number of people that had worked with me in one way or the other, and then I offered my first high-end program, and I just invited them into my office. I talked to them about it. I think I met with 15 or 16 people, and 12 signed up for it. And I went, holy cow, this wasn't so hard. And then continued from there doing that kind of thing. But that was my first experience. So it was like a graduate program, a high-end program for existing clients. So you must be able to conceive of a higher-end service that you can offer to your clients. So here's some formats that participants in my current Marketing Mastery program are working on. Just to sort of give you a sample, and it's not limited to these. You know, when I'm working with my clients, we look at all the possibilities and their skills, their abilities, what they've done before. Sometimes we combine things, we mix and match things. We find a way to create this or structure this into a high-end program. So one format from this is kind of a teleconference plus coaching program. And that's very much like my format for the Marketing Mastery. So a woman named Rue Haas is creating and developing that and is about to roll out her program. And she does something very interesting. She's one of the world experts in EFT, emotional freedom technique. She's written books. She's a highly known expert. She's done a lot of workshops, but she'd never done a really longer, in-depth, high-end program. So that's what we're putting together for her. This is someone who's not in my group right now, but I wanted to mention him. His name is Patrick Summer. Patrick and I are very, very close friends. So he's been a client and a friend of mine for years and years. And he started his coaching services for, believe it or not, 15 years ago, $25 an hour. And now he offers coaching packages to businesses, business owners primarily, in businesses that have real potential for growth. And he charges between $2,500 and $5,000 a month. So that's a high-end coaching service, and that's also an HEOB program. It's the same as many people are doing coaching one-on-one that are charging $500 a month or less, or maybe a little bit more. So he does that by structuring it in a more consistent way that enables people to, in many cases, dramatically increase their income and more than pay for his services. So you couldn't really practically, I don't think, offer $5,000 a month services if it just was personal coaching. But for higher-end businesses or executives, it is possible. And Patrick's had great success with that. Patrick does the least marketing of anyone I know. He has no website, no email newsletter. He doesn't network too much. But he's found a way to package this and market it step by step so he can make $300,000 a year with 8 or 9 clients. So that can be a good way to go. Okay, here's another one. This can be simply packaging high-end services for people like designers, writers, financial planners, and other professional services. The best example here is we have a woman named Kelly Parkinson in our mastery program, and she is a writer. And before the class, it was anyone who called, she'd just take them on and worked with them by the hour. And we keep tweaking her program. She's one of the most brilliant people I've ever worked with. She does a huge amount of social media type marketing, and she gets a lot of response to her services. She does a lot of commenting on blogs, blogging, social media, all of that kind of thing. And people call her because the quality of the writing on her website really compels people to say, wow, I want copy like that. But what she was offering was pretty low-end services. It was very frustrating to her. She wasn't making very much money. And now she's increased her income dramatically She's making between $15,000 and $18,000 each and every month selling packages of services now. And she still has a long way to go. I think she's going to be up in the $25,000 and $30,000 range in the next 6 months or so. She's making really great progress. Another one is a high-end package of services to be sold to a larger company. And this is the example of Jeff Pallister in Calgary. He goes into a company and puts in systems and methodologies to reduce cost, increase efficiencies, and increase overall profitability. And before, what he did is he'd say, well, sure, I can help. He'd go in on sort of an indeterminate, open-ended basis and work with clients by the hour. And I said to Jeff, well, that really limits you. And we worked on this whole thing I talked about earlier. He had a breakthrough. And he had given a presentation to a radiology group in Calgary that had 12 locations. And after the presentation, he said, this is what we need to do. We can turn around all of these. We increase the profitability. We've already identified all these things that we can do. This was a one-day workshop that he did with them. Sort of that's his introductory marketing method, the one-day workshop. And he said, well, you have 12 locations. What you really need to do if you want to get those savings is I will work with all of those, and it will be $100,000 per location. And they said, with hardly batting an eye, sounds good, when do we start? So now, instead of working in an indefinite kind of way, open-ended way, with a few clients, he has captured 12 projects within that one company worth $1.2 million to him over the next couple of years. So obviously he's excited with that. He's so excited about that that it's hard to reach him on the phone anymore. He's so busy. And another one could be, this is similar to my program in some ways, a long-term consulting and coaching program on a particular topic. So my friend and colleague John Agin does this, and John offers a one-year program on how to develop, write, publish, and successfully market a book. And he came into the Marketing Mastery Program already having that in place, and we're simply helping him take it to a higher level. So we already had an HEOB program in place, and now we're helping him fine-tune it, get more clients, that kind of thing. And the final one is a training program or series of workshops that could be offered system-wide in a company. So one of the things, if you're in training, is you don't want to be selling training, because selling training is commodified. It is the exact opposite of high-end outcome-based. But some training programs are very results-oriented. They produce amazing results. They can transform organizations. So you may have a program like this. And my client in the Mastery Program, Jamie Broughton, has a program that he does with a partner called Coaching for Great Work. It's an amazing program. I haven't heard about anything like it. It's a way to train people in one day how to coach the people that you manage so they go into action immediately in 10-minute focused laser-like coaching sessions. He trains people how to do that. It transforms companies because people get productive overnight, practically, using this methodology. They went in and did an introductory workshop with a number of companies, including Toronto Dominion Bank, and they said they wanted to do it with all their employees. I'm not sure how many workshops it is. It's about $1 million contract. So that's another way to offer a high-end program. So that gives you kind of an idea, and these can be mixed and matched, and there's all kinds of permutations and combinations of these programs that can work, again, to create a program that can generate $100,000 or more. And again, a lot more in some cases, as I've demonstrated. Okay, so how do you market this? Part two of this is how do you market the HEOB program? Marketing for HEOB programs are done more as a campaign with an intention to funnel prospects toward a particular service as opposed to marketing that only generates visibility and credibility. So most marketing is general and random. You do some activities such as networking, speaking, publishing, some articles, getting the word out, and then you hope people follow up with you. And that's great when someone does, because they're, you know, they've gotten familiar with you, and maybe they've talked to somebody, and you've been visible enough and had enough credibility that they call you, and that's a good chance that that will turn into a client. But this approach is completely inadequate for an HEOB program. It has to be much more organized. Often I say that HEOB campaigns require military-like precision. Well, you know, perhaps not military, but very organized. One marketing activity leads to another marketing activity, leads to meetings with prospects, leads to selling conversations and converting prospects into clients for the program. It's not just, I'll put a bunch of stuff out there and hope somebody comes to me. You put the stuff out there and you have follow-up systems and you have the next step people that can take if they're more interested, and that leads to the next thing, to the next thing. And in my experience, this is the big thing that's left out of marketing for most people. They do not have a marketing system. They have marketing activities, and just marketing activities aren't enough. You have to take those activities and put a very intentional system around them. So, for instance, just to let you know how I do this, my campaign for the Marketing Mastery Program includes emails to my list. You all got one, or two, or three, a series of teleclasses. You're on one right now. And an invitation to have a private session with me. Now, I'm not even inviting you to have a private session with me later. I'll talk about the role out of this in more detail in a few minutes. So all the activities are on my calendar and carried out in a very organized way. And your marketing campaign creates a kind of funnel, as I said before, where many people come in at the top and then relatively few end up in the program coming out the bottom. So that's the details of all the things is much more than I could possibly get into into a teleclass like this. But you're really doing the same kinds of marketing activities, such as teleclasses, networking, mailings, articles, et cetera, et cetera. It's that you put them in a sequence to lead people to a certain place. The people that want to know more, they put the hand up and say, tell me more. Then you give them more, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And people fall down on this over and over and over again. One of the biggest reasons they do is they're afraid of follow-up. They're not very organized. They don't understand the systematic approach. They feel perhaps it's too pushy. Let me tell you, this is not a pushy system at all. It's not. It's just the opposite of that. It's educating people. It's inviting people. And it's seeing who wants to play with you at a higher level. So that's how the marketing is set up. That's the basics. If you have questions about this, we'll have time for Q&A at the end of the call. Okay, let's talk about the selling component, part three, and often the hardest part for a lot of people. The main intention of HEOB marketing campaigns is to direct people into selling conversations, or what I call them, strategy sessions, that convert prospects into paying clients. And you know, I really want to give you as much as I possibly can in this call, so I want to emphasize this a bit. People say, well, what's the purpose of marketing? What's the purpose? Well, it's to get visibility, it's to get credibility, it's to get known, it's to favorably predispose people to do business with you. All of that's true, but really the main purpose of marketing is to get people into selling conversations. And if you understand that, that can be a paradigm shift for you. If you realize, oh, I'm not trying to sell them through my marketing, you can't sell through marketing, you can only sell through selling. You can't convince them to work with you through marketing, you can convince them to take the next step, which is to have a talk with you to explore working with you or not. So I don't ever worry about selling people through my marketing. I am concerned with getting them interested enough so that they want to know more, to have that discussion to see if it's appropriate for them to work with me. So if you think of it that way, then your aim is everything I do in marketing is to try to get selling conversations with qualified prospects for my service, whether it's a high-end service or a regular service. So that is the first thing to really understand in the differentiation between marketing and selling. So selling for HEOB programs are very structured selling conversations, or again, strategy sessions, that accomplish the following. This is the basic stuff that happens in those selling sessions. Number one, you discuss the prospect's situation and needs. They probably already know something about you through the marketing that you've done. And so you don't talk about yourself to begin with. That's one of the mistakes that people make in the selling process. They start, here's all my services. The most important part of a selling conversation is finding out the client's needs, their situation. Number two, determining where they want to go, their goals, their aspirations, their visions, what's important to them. Not just going through the motions of this, but really sincerely trying to understand what they want. Because only by you understanding what they want can you know if your service can meet those goals or not. Because you don't want to sell a service to someone that has goals that you cannot meet. Number three, it's understanding the blocks or resistance or problems or challenges that a prospect has in reaching those goals. What's in the way of reaching those goals? And you have to have a somewhat of discussion about that. Because if they don't get past those blocks, they will not move forward. The next part of this conversation, selling conversation, is presenting the solution of your HEOB program. In other words, saying, here is how our HEOB programs. It's a program designed to help you increase your income by $100,000 or more within the next year. And here is what it's about. Here's how it works. Here's the structure. Here's the main benefits. So you have to be able to present that concisely, precisely, so that people understand what exactly you're offering, what they'll get, and what it means to them. And then finally, it's getting a commitment from the prospect to move forward. It's asking, it's closing, it's simply saying in many cases, you know, here's the program, this is what it costs. What do you think? Does this work for you? It's not a hard process. It really isn't. But so many people get distracted and go off in wrong directions and start talking about themselves too much, et cetera, et cetera. So something that we focus on in the selling process is make this a process. It's a step-by-step process. You can have the steps in front of you as you're talking to somebody in person or on the phone so you don't go off track. And it's amazingly effective at converting good qualified prospects into clients. And these selling conversations or strategy sessions are positioned as a valuable service in and of itself. So your prospects will get value from this session whether or not they buy your services. Because they'll get clear about where they want to go and their goals and their issues and their challenges. And they'll leave that session more energized, more clear about what's for them, what's next for them, even if they don't work with you. I recently got a success story just a couple days ago. I sent it to the people in my club for inspiration. Steve Moulton, he used this exact same process to get a new client worth $5,000 to him. And this is the first time he had used this process, and it just kind of blew his mind. Now he is a convert. Now he gets it. Now he sees that he can continue to use this process over and over and over to get clients. And it was from a referral. And he sent an email back to the referral saying, I would be happy to be a sounding board for your client and offer them this complimentary session in which we'll get clear on your goals, we'll look at the challenges, we'll see what the steps are that you have to take next, and I'm glad to offer this on a complimentary basis. That's how you offer this. It is a valuable thing in and of itself. And there's no arm twisting, there's no overt or covert persuasion or manipulation of any sort. It's just a conversation to explore. And after that, he said, okay, that's where you are right now. Would you be interested in knowing how I can help you? He said, of course, I've gotten so much value from this. He explained, and he got a client that's paying him $5,000. Okay, so those are the main three things, developing, marketing, and selling. Once you have all of those in place as a working machine as it is, out the end pop clients for your HEOB program. That's how it works. So let me just wrap it up here. Well, actually a couple things. Challenges of this. Rolling out a complete HEOB program takes some time and work, and it can be challenging. So the challenges of successfully implementing and succeeding at an HEOB program include the following. Lack of clarity about where you're going and what you want to offer. It can take quite some time to settle on the right program for your audience. But if you know the process to do this, it can be relatively easy. but you can't sell something vague. It has to be specific, and you have to decide on that. Sometimes that takes a little while. B, lack of skills to successfully articulate the value of such a program, both verbally and in writing. All marketing is communication. And there's a lot of communication you need to do, from emails to teleclasses to the write-up or sales letter for your program. And these all take time, but if you have templates for all of these and systems for all of these, it's much easier to put together. The third one is lack of the know-how and skills to mount a successful marketing campaign that generates sufficient interest from potential clients, as we just spoke about. So it can be very confusing to know exactly what to do and where to start. And you need to follow a step-by-step action plan. That's really the key. No matter what you're doing, even in your current marketing, you have to have step-by-step action plans, even with networking. Networking is not just a vague thing that you show up and meet some people and exchange cards. You have intentions, you have goals, you have follow-up systems, and then you really have a system that can produce results no matter what the marketing activity is. And having those systems and a step-by-step action plan, that dramatically increases the chances of success. Fourth challenge, lack of the know-how and skills to conduct selling conversations that convert a high enough percentage of prospects into paying clients. You know, it can be very frustrating if you talk to 10 people and one person, only 10%, signs up with you. That's a lot of conversations to generate sales. So the more you know how to do this, the more expert you are at this, the larger percentage of good qualified potential clients you will convert into clients. The problem is many people have fears and aversions to the selling process. We don't like to ask and be rejected because we asked. But if you know how to structure the conversation and practice it and get it down, it just becomes second nature like anything else, and you can be very successful with it. It's not that hard to do once you know the steps. So I want to talk a bit about what is marketing mastery. If you understand and are able to successfully implement all the steps in an HEOB program, you are starting to approach marketing mastery. So when you've achieved marketing mastery, you're going to consistently experience the following things. One, you'll know how to make money by marketing your services. It will be a skill, a talent, an ability that you have that nobody can take away from you. So here we are in the middle of a recession, and I'm making just as good money this year as I did last year. Why? Because I know how to make money by marketing my services. And it's one of the most valuable skills you can possibly have in business, no matter where you are or who you are or what you're selling. Number two, you'll have systems that work and that are repeatable. You know, if I want to market something, I just figure, what is it? And then I plug my system into it. I plug all three steps that I talked about, develop and create that program, make it tangible, make it real, make it valuable, create that machine that particular service is, then create the whole marketing process and the selling process, and the end of it, you start to roll it out and it works. So you've got those systems. And it gives you a lot of confidence and a feeling of, God, you're at ease about it. You're not struggling with it anymore. Number three, you will start to have some real freedom and flexibility in your business. The exciting thing is that I'm making about four times as much money as I did 7 years ago, and I'm working much less than I did then. I was working much harder, working with more clients, making less money from those clients, but making a lot more money now. So that's freedom and flexibility. Number four, marketing will be a game that you play to win, not an endless struggle. It's fun to market when you know how. It's a game, and you can win it. So that's just a great thing. It's like, wow. Just like, you know, if you had a violin, I give a violin to you, and I say, well, play something by Mozart, and you didn't know the musical notes, it would be cacophony, it would be a struggle, and it's going to take you some time to learn how to play the violin. Once you have mastered the violin, you take the violin and the sheet music, and you can play Mozart, and it's beautiful. Right now, you're not getting results in your marketing because you just don't have that skill or ability. And it is a cacophony and is not getting the results and is not attracting people. Number five, you're fulfilled, much more fulfilled because you're providing value at a higher level. This is the best course that I've ever done, and it's exciting because people are having breakthrough results, transforming their business and their lives as they market effectively. So it's a very, very fulfilling thing. Let me tell you just briefly about the Marketing Mastery Program. Number one, this teleclass is the first intro to the upcoming Marketing Mastery Program. There'll be another teleclass on December the 17th on a somewhat different topic, but in the same direction. Number three, there'll be a final announcement on January 14th, and that's when I'll give you all the details about the program. I'll give you the complete letter details, all the benefits, structure, et cetera, and the fee for the program. That's the official launch of the program on January the 14th, 2010. So that's when you'll be able to apply for the program. You can't apply right now, so relax. When the applications are open, they'll be open for a week. You have that week-long period, and then I'll follow up with the applications that are appropriate, have conversations with them, and see who is the best fit for the program. The program itself starts on April 7th, 2010, with our first teleconference, and then in May, sometime in mid-May, we'll be doing a three-day workshop that is part of the program, and then we continue on month after month for a full year. And we'll have a maximum of 18 people in the program. So that's the basic rollout and structure of the program. And so we're just sort of warming you up for it now, and the real launch, the official launch, is on January 14th. So you can't sign up for the program. However, I do want to make an offer to you today. As I said at the beginning, developing, marketing, and selling HEOB programs is not for everyone. It's an advanced approach to marketing. So it's important that you have the basics down first. And this includes these following six things. One, knowing how the marketing game is played. Knowing how to create powerful, attention-getting marketing messages. Three, knowing how to write and present compelling marketing materials. Four, knowing how to implement various marketing strategies. Five, knowing the fundamentals of the selling process. And six, putting it all together with marketing action plans. So if you don't have a foundation for all of this, you'll never get to develop marketing and selling HEOB programs. So one way to get that foundation is through my marketing club. Now, I'm sure you've heard of the marketing club if you've been on my e-zine for any time. Some people on this call or listening to this recording are already members. So if you're not a member, I want to invite you to join. And this is how it works. I have always these special offers to join. So how it works is you pay $1 for the first month to give it a test drive, just $1 on your credit card. And then if you decide to stay in the club, it's only $29 a month after that. Now, after the 1 month is over and you don't want to continue, you send me an email and say, I don't want to continue, we won't charge your credit card. If we automatically charge your credit card, which we will, and you realize I don't want to continue, you call us and then we reverse the charge. So there isn't any risk. You just pay a buck. And what you get for the $29 every month is the following. You get the full online marketing course, The Fast Track to More Clients. That's based on our in-depth one-day workshop. It's even more in-depth than the one-day workshop. We've added a lot of material to it. It's audio and it's written programs and exercises and timelines to get all of those things that we just talked about. It also includes two expert interviews a month with top marketing and business experts. I just interviewed two this week. I record them, and we get a complete transcript of them, and we put them up on the site just for club members. Another piece, we do two coaching calls that are 90 minutes long every month where you can be on the call live or listen to the recording, which I coach the participants in any and every issue related to attracting clients. It's a different topic every time. And we've just implemented this in the last couple of months. We also set up mastermind groups, if you want to join one, to help support you in taking the ideas you're learning and putting them into action. What you do is fill out a form. My assistant gets the names. He puts three or four people together. and then we give you directions in conducting the mastermind. So you take the material in the club, and then you apply that to the mastermind group, and you brainstorm, and you set goals, et cetera, et cetera. Remember, again, $29 a month, first month a buck. So in addition, the club has a discussion forum, it has articles and other marketing resources. So the fee is $1 for the first month, and what I'll be doing is once I have this recording put up on the website, I'll be sending a link to this by tomorrow at the latest, and the offer for this will last exactly 1 week. So the last day will be Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. So you have 1 day to click on the link, pay your $1, and you have complete access of absolutely everything in the marketing club. You know, we have the complete program, but we also have, it's not just two expert interviews you get a month. There are almost 30 expert interviews right there in the club right now. There's about a dozen recordings of coaching calls on the club right now. So it's more information than you can possibly absorb in a month, but you get access to that immediately for $1. Okay, so I think that covers everything. I'm going to open it to questions about anything that you have. So who has a question about anything that we covered so far?
I'm Bob from Philadelphia, Robert.
Okay, Bob.
Can you tell us at this point how much marketing mastery is?
I'm going to announce that on January the 14th. I'm not absolutely sure. It might be the same as I charged this year. It might be a little bit more. I'm not absolutely sure. But I'll tell you on January the 14th. I will tell you that it's affordable for most people. It really is affordable. And, you know, given the potential return from it, it's even more affordable. Okay, next question.
What was the name of the writer that you covered?
The writer that I work with, her name is Kelly Parkinson. Her website is copylicious.com. Don't you love that? She is recreating her website. It will be up in a couple of weeks, so you're not seeing the latest and greatest, but you can take a look. She's brilliant. She's a great copywriter, and she really takes action, to say the least. Who else?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Lisa Norell.
Hey, how are you?
Great. What's up?
Hey, great call today, Robert. Give us a sense of, on your height, your ATOB program. Some size of the database that you're targeting and what your success rate is as a percentage of your database to convert your current subscribers and audience into programs?
Well, you know, I have almost 50,000 people on my email list. And, you know, I figured because I have such a list, I can shoot pretty high, and there's going to be a number of people that this program is for. So what I do is, you know, I go through the marketing process. At the end of that, last year, I'm not sure, between 50 and 60 people applied. And from that, I took 16 people.
Well, that's very good. I've been talking to some other best-selling authors and consultants, and that's a very high conversion rate compared to theirs. So that proves that you're modeling the process perfectly.
Yeah, and out of those 50 or 60, about a third of them I did not have an interview with because, you know, you have to apply for the program. And I look at the application, and if someone has just made $20,000 last year and, you know, their goal is to increase their business by 10%, I'm exaggerating a little bit, they're just not appropriate for the program. So it's pretty clear from the applications. And then I talked to people, and of course, and then about half of those signed up. And, you know, we just look and see if it's appropriate for you. Is this what you want? And will it fit for you, et cetera? And then, you know, it's not too hard to fill it.
So I think that's a great point. Thanks for sharing that you have to have a sizable database of captive people in order for this kind of program to work effectively.
Not necessarily. Because, you know, somebody like a Jeff Pallister has no database. So it depends on what service you're selling. If you're doing a group program that you have to get a lot of people into, the bigger the database, the better. However, you can also do affiliate or joint venture things where other people would co-promote for you. So, for instance, John Agan started a few years ago with his program with virtually no database. So I knew him. We had a relationship. We worked together. I trusted him. I liked his services, etc. And I said, John, this is a service that I'm never going to offer, so you're not competing with me. And I think my clients, who are all self-employed professionals, many of them would be interested in writing a book. So we did a promotion to my list, and he has generated well over $1 million in clients in the last few years, and I think more than 80% came from my list. So if you can find a list or a, quote, benefactor such as me that wants to help you promote something, and then, of course, I was paid a small percentage of that for providing the list and providing the marketing for him. But again, you have to have a good joint venture in which you really trust the person, they can get the job done, and, you know, it's not the easiest thing to find the perfect person for that. But that's one way. The other way is you can offer a lot of high-end programs that you're simply working with people one at a time. So any time you get a client like Patrick Summer, it's a high-end client, a HEOB program for him, and that client will work with him for anywhere from 3 months to a year or two, paying him $2,500 to $5,000 a month. You also don't have to necessarily have such a high level. I figured I could get a lot more people in this program, a lot more people if the standards weren't so high, and then I could get many more people in it. But I make it really a really high bar to get into this program. I just have to, because I want to get the cream of the crop that can produce incredible results. So, you know, you can do an HEOB plus, so to speak. Make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you, Robert.
Okay. Who else has a question?
This is John Trimbley from Phoenix.
Hi, John.
Our idea of a product, which is our standard service, is about $50,000 contract. We think that there's room for a high-end service on top of that. How scalable is this idea that you're working?
It's very scalable. See, what you have to do is you dig into what you're doing now. What are you offering? What are they getting? What are the results? And then you say, okay, well, let's dream. Let's think big. What if we did more? What if we could promise more results? What if we gave more hand-holding or coaching? What if we did this? And it's funny, before long, you discover all kinds of possibilities of things that you could offer that you never thought before. And usually we just haven't sat down and thought about this creatively. You know, I can't tell you specifically about your program unless I worked with you. And it's not always scalable in every situation. You know, it really depends on a lot of things. But it's interesting. Once someone said to me, Robert, every time you put out a program, I buy it. I buy everything you have. And I said, yeah, I guess I ought to put out more programs. And we're often not offering enough or more or bigger or better to existing clients. And though you might not be able to scale it with every client you have, you might be able to scale it to a much higher level with some clients. But it means digging into your processes and approaches and methodology. And what I've discovered is many people are afraid to offer a really big program because they think, well, people won't be able to afford it. And it's not always true. You know, I used to think, this is, you know, in the dark ages of action plan marketing, I used to really firmly believe that nobody could afford more than 3 sessions with me. You know, that's what I believed. And, you know, one day I blew that belief out of the water and realized that people work with me a lot more if I can give them corresponding value. Make sense?
Yes, it does.
So you got to think bigger. You got to think... If I put together a program that transformed that company, what would it be? And you look at your existing program and you go, well, that's a program they can afford, but it doesn't transform their company. Well, why not start selling transformation instead of services? See, we're all selling services just because we think that's what the market will bear, but it doesn't often produce the kind of result that's possible. For instance, I make my marketing mastery program a year because that's what it takes to really go through this whole cycle of creating, marketing, and selling the program in one or two cycles. And, you know, someone, I did my mastery call yesterday, and she said, you know, one person said, I want to continue another year because I'm really just getting the hang of it. I'm really getting great results, but boy, I can start to see huge possibilities with this. And so, you know, if you offer something of extraordinary value, you would be surprised at what people do. And if everyone is offering parity services, commodity services, whatever one is offering, you perhaps offer those, but then you offer the high-end outcome-based platinum-type program. And I will bet you virtually anything somebody will sign up for it. But I've never seen someone sign up for that program unless you created it and offered it and sold it. Get what I'm saying? Someone's not going to come to you and say, do you have a high-end platinum program that's three times as much as we're paying now? Never happened.
Well, believe it or not, we've got CIOs and corporations coming back to us and even doing referral business.
Yeah. Well, so, if they're coming back, they're ready for bigger stuff.
Yeah.
So that's about as specific as we can get today. But for everybody on this call, start to think bigger. Start to think longer term. Start to think bigger promises that you make. And, you know, then you pull out all the stops. For instance, in my course, I have one one-on-one meeting a month with all the people in the program. However, because I find that's basically what's needed. I give them a lot of homework. They work on that. They're in the group sessions in between, et cetera. So they're getting a lot. But if they need more, I say, you can call me whenever you want. I'm available to you. And that's invaluable to feel that you're not just constricted to, you know, hours. And so if people need to meet with me for 2 or 3 hours, it's not a problem. If people don't meet with me for a month, that's not a problem either, and it all works out. So that accessibility to me, and see, clients can't hire me anymore. 6 or 7 years ago, I stopped working with clients individually and went to these group programs because I found they had higher impact and they were a lot more fun for me as well. So I stopped working with clients individually. So the only way people can work with me is through these programs, so that creates more desirability. So all these little, you know, things to understand help you be successful with these. Okay, do we have another question?
Hi, this is Corrine from San Antonio, Texas. How are you?
Hi, Corrine. Great.
I'm calling to ask about how you work with clients that have varied target markets, that perhaps do work with self-employed professionals, but also corporate clients and... that's me, and then I also have sort of a marketing movement that really ties to, you know, a wide variety of folks. So I didn't know...
So you have more than one market?
I do.
Okay, well, when you're creating an HEOB program, you create it for a specific market, but you can create more than one HEOB program, but usually not all at the same time. If you do that, you'll dilute your marketing efforts. You only have so much time and energy, right?
Right.
So what we do is some people are, for instance, this person I mentioned, Ruhas, who is doing this 6-month teleconference, one-on-one program, et cetera, she generates most of her income now by one-on-one consultations. Well, she's not stopping doing that, and she's keeping that exactly the way it is with the same fee that she was doing before. So you continue with certain lines. Maybe you have a certain thing that's generating business for you already, and we say, well, where is the biggest potential to create an HEOB? And we look at that and brainstorm it and look at the options and possibilities, and, you know, that takes the time it takes, and then we commit to one direction, put it together, and roll it out.
Right. Well, that sounds great. The most exciting thing that you said was the client that you had that was working with corporate accounts, and he was able to do something long-term, because a lot of my clients, whether they be Fortune 500 or Fortune 100 clients, I don't work with them long-term unless, like, I took a one-year project with USAA in their sales and service training.
Right.
And it was almost the demise of my company because they took up so much of my time.
Yeah. Well, you know, an HEOB program usually is not all one's business. It's part of your business. Maybe over a period of time you can find a way to make it the majority of your business. But for instance, you might have several short-term projects, but you've worked with a lot of clients, and we sort of put our heads together and say, well, of all these prospects that you've worked with, are there a few that you think might be potentials for a high-end program? And then you put it together, you package it, you write about it, you create an article about it, you create a presentation for them. You got five or six, there's a very good chance you'll sell one that could be a $100,000 plus program, maybe multi-hundreds of thousands of dollars. You just need one to have a really great year.
Right.
And the thing is we don't create that program. It's sort of like we have all this potential out there, but we haven't put together the steps to present it. And when we do, the potential is great. And it's never guaranteed, you know. Sometimes it's just not a fit. So we do a lot of work up front to really think it through and think through the probability of it working before we roll it out.
Okay. That's very helpful because I'm always customizing training programs. What I hear you saying is maybe think bigger about it and more long-term.
Yes.
Build in your marketing efforts so that sequentially it leads up to them buying into a bigger program.
Absolutely. And, very important, not a bigger program for the sake of bigger, a bigger program because it will help them produce breakthrough results. See, sales training programs are, I think, marginally effective. Why? Is because people get a lot of training, a lot of ideas, a lot of good stuff, and then they go back to their office and then they start doing things exactly like they've done before. You know, it's hard to change behaviors. And so a high-end outcome-based program is designed for transformation, that is really changing things from where they are to a new way of doing things. And that, just by its nature, takes time. So if you had a one-year sales, in-depth mastery sales training breakthrough kick-butt training program, whatever the heck you call it, in which you have accountabilities, you act almost as their sales manager and trainer, you'll start to discover about the third month in that it's all lip service until it takes a while for them to finally get, oh, I really do have to change the way I do my sales presentations. And then you have ways to validate they're doing it, and then you check with them and you coach with them. And, after a while, people start actually applying what they need to apply, and breakthrough results start to happen. Then those people in sales start to double, triple, quintuple their sales or increase at a much higher percentage than everybody else. And then the company says, gee, can you train more of our people like that? Because you're really producing results. And high-end, outcome-based, longer-term, more in-depth programs almost always produce more powerful results. Some people do this. Some people have figured this out intuitively. One of the clients I've worked with, he's bought a lot of my materials. He has a great service. It's ridiculously high-end. The initial service costs $50,000 just for them to analyze their business, and then he has a complete strategy process that he helps implement over a period of a year or two that costs $500,000. And he's been doing that for 25 years. So, some people have cracked the code on this. My job is to help more and more people understand this and take it to the next level.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. So thanks for everybody for attending. And just to wrap up again, we're going to give you this offer for the Marketing Club for $1 for a month and then $29 for a month after that. And again, if you don't want to continue, it's fine to stop. No questions asked. We'll discontinue your automatic payments or refund you even if it went into the next month and you didn't want to continue. So there's nothing to risk. It's a great way to build the foundation if you're not ready for HEOB programs. And even if you think you're ready, one of the things we do in the market, if you join the HEOB program, you must be a member of the Marketing Club. We actually include that, and we use a lot of the materials in the Marketing Club for the HEOB program because there's so many good resources in there anyway. So it's a starting point for everybody. Okay, everyone, that's it. Thank you very, very much. Good luck in your marketing, and we'll talk to some of you again in December for our next teleclass.